Hey, what's up, guys? This is The Unpopular Opinion. I'm Sky.
And I'm Maddie B.
We go over controversial topics in casual conversation. So, let's get it.
What a crazy freaking week it's been, huh? People are going insane, dude. People are freaking out, man. Here we are, just living large. This is The Unpopular Opinion, where we go over controversial topics in casual conversation. I'm Sky.
I'm Maddie B.
And let's get to it. Today, I want to talk about something that's pretty relevant right now.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. So
yeah, why not, right? Let's jump on the bandwagon for coronavirus. So,
yeah.
I guess, you know what, like, oh, you said that's the code name, right? COVID-19.
Well, or Wuhan virus.
Yeah.
That's where it originated from.
Right, and I think everyone knows the actual story, right, of what happened. That's fine. Started in Wuhan. Do we really know where it came from? I mean,
it came from
seafood, right, or something like that?
I've heard that it came from someone eating a bat.
What?
At a Chinese market.
What?
Because, I mean...
It's like the Ozzy Osbourne story.
Yeah. Well, he got...
Rocking out, eating a bat's head.
He got rabies.
Yeah, hospital, he did. I guess so. You know what I forgot?
Somebody else got Wuhan virus.
You know what I forgot?
What'd you forget?
How have you been, Matt?
I've been good.
Good. I'm proud.
Thank goodness.
You're not sick, huh?
I'm not. I'm healthy for now.
Right. What are you drinking?
Water.
No way.
Yeah.
It's not straight vodka, bro. Just kidding.
Well, my secret.
I am drinking a Dos Equis. Dos Equis, however you want to say that. Dos X's, whatever. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So what I want to do now, what were we going to say?
That's good stuff. I like Mexican lagers.
Yeah, they are thebomb.com usually.
Casual.
Just light. Yeah, casual, you know. Keeping it casual in a weird place. Got to take it under the mic here. So let's go with this. I'll do this. I have some notes here. Surprisingly, I don't normally do notes, so it's kind
of
weird.
There's a lot
of
statistics being thrown out there. So.
There are, and that's not what I did.
What did you do?
Because you know what? Statistics are always going to seem like they're always skewed, and I'm not
a statistics
guy.
You can use statistics to prove anything.
Yeah, exactly. So. I'm not a statistics guy. I just don't like doing that. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
80% of people know that. So.
So for this episode, a little bit of a history lesson again on pandemics. Okay. A lot of talk about what a pandemic is versus an epidemic. Basically, to me, it's epidemic is national, pandemic is international. Pretty much sums it up. I know there's more to it. Pandemic has to be a certain number of people or whatever.
According to World Health Organization standards, right? Is that where you're getting that from? Yeah, that's what I would imagine. But
so
people were calling this a pandemic long before they designated it one.
Correct, they were. People were freaking out long before, you know. Mm-hmm. My stocks are freaking out. I'll tell you that right now. I'm gonna start with 2005 to 2012, and that is HIV. It killed 36 million people. That's the first pandemic I have, most recent pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. Classified by World Health Organization. The one after that is 1968, and that is a flu pandemic. It literally is just called the flu pandemic. I'm not sure which one. Maybe it was a Spanish flu. Not really sure which one. 1 million people were dead. Then we got Asian flu, 1956, 1958, 2 million. Flu pandemic again, 1918. It was some other flu. 20 to 50 million was that one.
Whoa.
Sixth cholera pandemic was 1910, 1911, 800,000 people. Another flu pandemic. The point I'm making here is that there's a lot of flu pandemics. It happens pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is my unpopular opinion, this seems like another flu.
Yeah.
This seems like another flu.
It's another cold virus.
We don't call exactly respiratory infection or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The coronavirus is
SARS and MERS are the same family.
Yeah. And the coronavirus is actually a type of virus. They're giving it the name, obviously, because that is the type it is, mm-hmm. but it's only just the type. It's a respiratory infection. That's what it is. So it's not really much different than a flu, except it's respiratory, I would think, right? I don't have it, haven't had it, so I don't know.
The only difference between this strain of coronavirus and ones that we've seen before, like SARS, MERS, or even the common cold, or even the flu, is that we know how to treat all of those other things. This is right. something we don't know how to treat because it's brand new.
Right. I get that.
We don't know how it reacts to different antibiotics or other medicine. So that's why.
It's funny you say that, because in 2017, Bill Gates actually did a speech over all of this, right? And he basically said, hey, you know, everyone's behind. And if we have anything like this where someone can't, you know, figure out the virus or whatever, mm-hmm. we're screwed, right? Basically, he was saying a pandemic would spread and it would probably be the worst bio weapon we've ever seen, even though it's not really a weapon. It's actually Mother Nature's weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he estimated 100 million people would die get infected. And then several of those, obviously, a large percentage of those would die. So, yeah, okay, he's not wrong. But it's like saying, to me, that is like saying there's going to be a recession at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a very broad
prediction. It's going to happen, yes. It will happen. We might be experiencing right now, ironically, because of a pandemic type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what to say here. I think that, he was right. Of course, maybe he is right. But, like, the thing is that hospitals take so much supplies to keep up with something like it, and that's the problem, right?
Yeah, and I don't know. A lot of companies are making a lot of money off of people buying. I mean, the stuff is flying off the shelves.
Mm-hmm. Like,
my fiance just went grocery shopping, and she was like, dude, there's a lot of stuff that's just gone. Like she said, there's no ground beef.
So we're in a customer service industry, and
panic is high.
It's real. It's huge, and all this stuff's gonna go bad, right? The meat, especially.
But people bought it. That's the thing, is people bought it. Mm-hmm. So
money into the economy, right?
Yeah. Short side.
Right.
But it's. I mean, the stock market's gone.
Yeah, I just wonder if there was actually something, you know, the Fed lowered rates, right? Like 0.5%.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
And then Saudi Arabia and
that
Russia
is insane,
fighting over
dude.
Oil,
yes.
oil prices and production.
I just wonder if that actually is something we should do. We shouldn't have done that, I don't think.
My thing is I don't like that our indexes are so dependent on foreign
currencies, foreign influences. Well, all influences, I would say.
Yeah.
They're so dependent on all influences, almost except
you
financial.
You can't have an economy as huge as ours and not have that happen.
You're right. So in 2003, SARS in Canada, this is just for the reference, showed us exactly that about supplies. It was 3,000 gowns, 14,000 gloves, 18,000 respirators, 9,500 ear loop masks, and 500 goggles daily. That's the daily amount for a 1,300-bed hospital they had for SARS in Canada when it broke out in Toronto.
Jeez.
So that's insane, and I get it. They're trying to keep up, okay? And that's what Bill Gates is saying, is like they're not going to be able to keep up. They're just not. But I don't know if it's another flu, right? We have flu every single year. Isn't flu a pandemic? Isn't influenza technically a pandemic, right? There's a season for it.
Yeah,
we made
a
freaking season for this flu.
That's true.
You know? Maybe it's not the same freaking thing,
right? No, it is.
Right?
It's totally the same thing.
We made
thing.
A season for this dang disease.
It happens
and we should have this.
So many people every year, and a lot of people die from it, but it's people that are susceptible to things like that.
Autoimmune diseases, and they're getting weak, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Mother Nature, right?
Exactly.
We don't do the game where we're like, oh, well, you're weak, you know, you need to die. We don't do that. It's not humane.
But the thing is, what are we going to do during flu? Are we going to stop having a public events during flu season now? Disneyland.
That's what I'm saying. I agree.
Both closed.
And they keep going, right?
And every major sport, you know, from MLB, NCAA, NBA, MLS, all closed.
I had a guy tell me today that NBA thing's crazy. But I had a guy tell me today, he's like, it's because of the speed at which it's able to spread, because of how long the incubation period or contagion period is, right?
You can have it for 2 weeks without showing symptoms.
And for 3 days or something like that, it's still contagious. It's not like a 24-hour thing like the flu, right?
Yeah.
Like you told me once, you're like, hey, don't go to work yet. You're 24 hours or whatever. Yeah.
And it can stay in the air for hours. So right. Let's say somebody with coronavirus enters a room. They're not showing symptoms. They leave. 2 hours later, you come in the room. You can get coronavirus.
Yeah. And so at work,
it's really
we've got our dealer contagious. Industries, people bringing us supplies like hand sanitizer and disinfectant, stuff like that. We're disinfecting all the loan cars we have to give out. Yeah, we're doing all that stuff.
Okay.
It's a group one thing, I guess. But my brother got sent home last week from his game studio. Tons of people I know are getting sent home. Their whole office
Sierra
and everything.
Sierra got an extra week of spring break.
She boom. So, weeks of spring break. And a lot of students are getting extra time on spring break, or it's just, hey, for the rest of the year, we're doing online classes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it, you know, that sounds crazy, but if you can do it at home, I guess it really doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't really mm-hmm. matter. I mean, yeah, it sucks you can't go out to
I just
places,
wonder how
like,
much it's going to mitigate.
Will it actually help?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Obviously, yet to be determined, right?
Yeah.
So the timeline I've got for these things that have happened, right? We've got the Fed lowers the interest rates, kind of inside of maybe what's going to happen. The stock market goes crazy, hits a circuit breaker, which means they stop trading for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Didn't they do that again today?
Yes. It's created so that people can get out of their own head and stop trading off of emotion.
Right.
15 Isn't that crazy?
Minutes?
These professional investors have to be like
Try
told
like a week.
Timeout, right? Yeah, they have ones for daily.
Week.
Yeah, they have
they'll
daily
literally
ones. It's crazy.
Go, they'll go through a year. Though. I mean, thing is with like if you keep up with the stock market or with politics or especially politics today or I don't know, the auto industry even, those all move very quickly.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Moving fast, or technology, information technology.
Right.
Those all are industries that move very quickly. So, you know, stuff changes very rapidly in a week. I mean, a week is a long amount of time, especially in stock market time. And this stock market has been especially volatile. So,
I agree.
If you gave it a day break, I think that would be fair.
So,
okay. Chill.
I don't think, I mean, really it's just the fact that hospitals today don't really have a real way of getting people out quickly in an emergency room. And everyone thinks that everything is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go and say, do I have it? I don't know. And they're going to be in an emergency room full of these people.
And they're telling people, call your doctor. Don't just
call him first.
Don't just.
But will people listen? Ahead. I'm not sure.
No, of course not.
But that's the point. Emergency room specifically is where it's like first line of defense and they can't screen them out quick enough to like help themselves. And then you're overloaded. So Trump partially bans travel for 30 days. That happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It takes effect Friday.
Okay. That's insane. Only in the so to the U.S. or from the U.S. as well?
From Europe.
To the U.S. from Europe, except for U.K.
Yeah, because they're not part of the EU anymore. I think he's just doing it to piss
really?
Off. I think he's just doing it to piss off Europe, dude.
That's hilarious, kind of.
It's pretty awesome. I think.
So
it's pretty funny. But he's allowing U.S. citizens to come in. They can come in. They go through some screening, some extra particular screening, U.S. citizens. And then they are highly suggested to self-quarantine for 2 weeks.
Really?
So that means they get like a note from the U.S. government saying you don't have to work for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get paid or?
A lot of people are getting paid.
Uh-huh.
So. I don't know.
It's tax season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and a lot of people are getting extra tax breaks and tax extensions and stuff. I already got my tax.
So there's also cases reported in the NBA. We already talked about that. And Tom Hanks, dude.
Tom Hanks got it.
Tom Hanks and his wife, dude.
I hope he lives.
The guy is a legend, man.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He seems like a healthy dude. You know, relatively healthy. But you never know.
I guess you never know, dude.
He's a Hollywood A-list celebrity.
Do we have any...
He can afford... He'll just get like 20 blood transfusions from
well,
small children.
He could just
you know?
He could fly out anyway, even if we have a ban, and fly somewhere that actually does like things that are off.
Oh yeah,
at regulation to get it done right.
Fly like Southern Mongolia and be like,
so hook me up some weird freaking stuff. Weird witch doctor stuff. I'm just kidding.
Rhino horn.
I will rub this horn on you, and you will be healed.
That's okay. A real Chinese medicine as well.
So
it's crazy.
The other thing is all events pretty much that have over 1,000 people are being canceled, right?
Right.
School events, big events, Geneva Auto Show, all these things, right?
Oh, Geneva Auto Show was canceled?
And so MotoGP in Austin canceled or so postponed like until they
South
no further
South by Southwest was canceled too, yeah. That sucks.
So if we pretend everyone gets sent home everywhere,
mm-hmm.
that's when that starts happening, right? Everyone's just you've locked down. You're on lockdown or whatever, right?
Everybody's gonna be so bored and up their ass, dude.
What happens to the internet whenever that happens? Because if you're at work, you're doing video, that's more load.
Whoa.
Even though you use internet at work, you go home and you use internet, but it's different because you're using video.
Let's all get on the internet.
And phone and everything else. And then just the load goes up, right? So I think the worst outcome of this virus is the fear, not the virus itself.
Yeah. The worst thing to fear is fear itself. FDR said that.
Yeah. For sure. Especially for my freaking bank accounts, dude. Oh. Well, investment accounts.
Panic, dude. It's buying season now.
So,
oh my gosh.
No, I'm there.
That was at 21.
You want to buy, you buy now.
All the gains of the last 3 years.
You remember 2008? You buy now. So people need to take a breath. They need to think about what they normally do for flus and sickness and prepare their immune systems accordingly. That's what I think. I don't think there's much more to it than that. And I don't know. Just keep your body healthy, you know? And try not to eat out a lot.
Especially Chinese.
Oof.
I'm just kidding. Just a
got him.
It's just a joke. Sorry, ASU.
That's us on. I mean, that's me on the coronavirus, man.
Yeah, me too. But I've heard 80% of people who get it will have mild symptoms. So I think somebody from the either CDC or WHO said that.
80% of people will have mild symptoms.
80% of people who get it will have mild symptoms. And Angela Merkel said that up to 70% of Germans can get it.
What?
Yeah, Angela Merkel's like, hey, heads up, Germany, up to 70% of you may get coronavirus.
How do you figure out that stuff? Like, how is that a thing, right?
I'm sure they're just guessing. I mean, 70% of Germans have contact with people regularly.
It's just like, right, it's like, is that...
And the 30% or shut-ins or live in hospital.
You can just say that about almost anyone, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
You have contact with people? Oh, you have an 80% chance of getting it.
And young children aren't super susceptible to it at all.
Right. Right. So truth is, yeah, if that's the case, and that's true, it sounds like it really is not a huge deal. I mean, for all you 60-year-olds out there, like...
Just common sense.
I mean, be healthy, you know? Yeah. That's all I got. Coronavirus. Break. Brought to you by Toasty Creations, LLC. Toasty.